I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, RIMPAC 2024 and Marine Corps Martial Arts Program. Exercise Rim of Pacific, or RIMPAC 2024, is taking place around the Hawaiian Islands and includes 29 nations, 40 surface ships, 3 submarines, 14 national land forces, more than 150 aircraft, and 25,000 personnel. The world's largest international maritime exercise, RIMPAC provides a unique training opportunity while fostering and sustaining cooperative relationships among participants, critical to ensuring the safety of the sea lanes and security on the world's oceans. RIMPAC 24 is the 29th exercise in the series that began in 1971. Here is Malaysian Army Captain Hamiz Bahari speaking about the Malaysian Army joining RIMPAC and his experience during the training.
The reason we are joining the RIMPAC 2024 is to conduct the training to enhance our skill in amphibious and air assault operations. The second one is we to increase our interchange ability and professionalism and between the nations. And the third one is we to share our experiences and expertise between the nations.
U.S. Marines with U.S. Marine Corps Forces Korea participated in a Marine Corps Martial Arts Program instructor course at U.S. Army Garrison Humphreys, South Korea. Marine Corps Martial Arts Program is an integrated weapons-based training system that incorporates the full spectrum of the force continuum on the battlefield and contributes to the mental and physical development of Marines. Here is Captain Daniel Kim, Chief Instructor and Logistics Officer, speaking about the program.
My favorite moment of the course is seeing how committed the students were despite the challenges and obstacles they had faced throughout the period of instruction. They took on the challenge of a demanding course, and it was an honor for me to have an opportunity to train with Marines that will one day be my replacement. So for the Marines that graduated the course, I'm proud of each one of them for putting the 100% effort every day. Their motivation and the can-do attitude inspired me to always give everything I had. I hope that they bring back the credentials of being MAI with pride to their units and train the future generation of Marines. For those that did their best but did not succeed in the course, it is not end-all be-all. And I challenge you to come back to future MAI courses to finish what you started.
For more information, visit DivisHub.net. And for local news and information around the region, tune in here with us at 97.3 The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang.